Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Yo, you ready?
But a nigga fake, but I'm fine, black guy just a patient. Any lady wanna be taken. In my mind, all I see is dollars and ladies. When this bad chick just started waiting, the crowd parted as I made my way. I said, hey, little mama, come live for a day. She said, excuse me, cutie, I'm in love with your way. The more you come around, the more I want you to stay. The way you're looking got me wanting to play. Where are you from? So tell me, where do you stay?
In the land of the wild things. You see them killers from the slums. If they're feeling for all the sweet, we kill them from the jump.
It's the wild thing.
You see the shoddy with the pump. The black Maserati with the body in the
slums. In the land of the wild things.
The lessons better count that twice. So roll on, money, you ain't about that life.
It's the wild thing.
You know we got a style on the ride. My walls and a full moon, we wild for the night.
Come along, I'll tell you a story of grace. A young nigga born being saved. From the time when niggas are frowned on and hated by the clown and pussy niggas scared to say it. All the while, the kids sat around and waited, writing rhymes, singing every case. A couple niggas thought he never make it. I guess I'm hating that niggas never knew a face. She said, you need cutie, oh, I hear what you say. You're sounding like the kind you got a time to say. The way you're talking got me wanting to play.
With the pump, the black Maserati with the body in the
land of the wild thing.
The lessons better count that twice. The wrong law, money, you ain't about that life.
It's the wild thing.
You know we got a style on the ride. My world's on a full moon, we wild for the night.
Come from the crime side, the New York Times side, S-I-T-I-D-I-E. I grew up hearing that woo not, watching the guns cock back, jet black, you feel like Hercules, 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 get a hand clap, damn that, Nevy got me covered like Saran Wrap, my whole hood jumping now, guess I did that, why these ladies wanna cover it on my balls back, light skinned brother, smooth like butter, coming from a city where most blocks were summer in the hood, we believe there was no need for change, cause we believe the change and got shit on frame, but I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain, one and a half against the brain. Pop shot popping only means one thing. The shout is back again.
Land of the wild thing.
You see them killers from the slums, if they feeling for all the sweet, we kill them from the jump.
It's the wild thing.
You see the shoddy with the pump, the black Maserati with the body in the
land of the wild thing.
The lessons better count that twice. The wrong law, money, you ain't about that life.
It's the wild thing.
You know we got a style on the ride. My world's on a full moon, we round for the night.
Welcome to Staten fucking Island, Scrappy. This the bottom, the dirt, ratchet shit. Ain't nothing but goons out here, fuck boy. Now is you a wolf or is you a sheep? I got your ghetto metro card right here, nigga, if you wanna ride. Stapleton, the Wild West. Homicide House in New Brighton, Arlington, the Harbor. You know who you fucking with?
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. What up? Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. It's the jam session, and we guarantee it that we're going to keep jamming up in here. That was Meth, of course. Don't even remember what the name of that joint was. Hot Chocolate Ellis. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. She's here. Hot Chocolate. What was the name of that joint?
I
Am. That was Mac Wiles featuring Method Man Wild Things off of the New York A Love Story album, the Grammy-nominated New York A Love Story album. Shout out to Mac Wiles. Yes, happy
Big
Friday, everybody.
No doubt.
Yes.
Meth, yo, that's one of my favorite MCs. Meth, I don't know how it ranks, but still hands down. My dudes in the game of hip-hop, Method Man, Nas, Rakim, Jay-Z, Biggie. I don't know what order, but that's my crew right there. That's my crew.
Yes, that collectively is my crew as well. Throw in a little Ghost and Raekwon.
We'll just say Wu. We'll say Wu. You know,
We'll
just say Wu.
Okay, that's fair. That's very fair. Give me a little bit of that West Coast favorite though too. Give me old Snoop Doggy Style album and
Snoop,
let me
and
get
Warren G. You can't leave Warren G out the picture when you talk West Coast.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
I mean just because we're gonna say Tupac, just so we won't, you know, get no hate mail.
Okay, if you must.
Tupac, everybody, Tupac. I mean,
okay, that's fair.
Sound like she's feeling it. Tupac.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't hate, but I'm a Biggie girl, so, you know, call it what
Yo,
you want.
Did you just hit me with the fake laugh?
I mean, yeah, I did, because that's how I felt about it at the time.
917-889-3926. We up in here keeping a jam session rolling. Hey, this has been a crazy week in the news. When we come back, we said we weren't going to talk about it no more. Hey, but I just want to talk about all the people that's ready to purchase the L.A. Clippers from Donald Sterling. We'll be back. It's the Cypher on TM Hama Radio Live. Chocolate Eloise.
No.
Yeah.
Can't play no game with this.
Jose.
No. Can't play no games with this. Since they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with this. Since they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with this. No. Can't play no game with this. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games.
Walking through the club, only salute the real, real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guala. Pose on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No,
bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I want holy fields, I run the game, not just the style. Shout out to the biggest, tell her I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Doubling, we popping, shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping, and your grip got flow clothes.
Can't play no games with these.
up, everybody? This is your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I am a part of the best team in internet radio. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times, TM Hyman Radio.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trapped in the hotel. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Yes, TM Hyman Radio Live.
That's
we right. are back. The Friday Night Cypher, that was Grammy Award-winning Lord with Royals. That joint rocks so hard, man. That young girl, she got something going right now. TM humming it in the background, harmonizing and stuff. 9:14 p.m. here, Friday night. News and entertainment, we're going to get into it right now. And I had TM laughing behind the scenes, talking about the Real Housewife of Atlanta, also Grammy Award-winning, ASCAP Award-winning, everything having to do with songwriting Award-winning, Candy Burris.
Now,
oh yeah, no way. Don't misunderstand me. She's paid, number one, and number two, she's about her business because she knows where the money is at, and that's in the songwriting royalty.
I respect those.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and her hustle is nonstop because she's got her hands in just about, you know, a little bit about everything. But I'm laughing just because I'm particularly tickled that Yahoo News is reporting that Candy Burris recreated scenes from the movie Coming to America for her wedding. Yahoo News says, or Entertainment says, that Eddie Murphy can take some of the credit for the theme of the Real Housewives of Atlanta star and former Escape member Candy Burris to Todd Tucker. The bride and groom have patterned aspects of their nuptials after Murphy's 1988 cult classic comedy, Coming to America. Burris says the African theme has a special significance. Quote, we had a real conversation in Africa, she notes about Tucker, who was a producer for the Housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta series during a segment filmed in Africa. So she says that she wanted to do something inspired by Africa for the wedding. Burris borrowed ideas from Coming to America's famous wedding scene when Murphy's character Prince Akeem calls off his arranged marriage to instead travel to America to find a bride of his choice. She says she went far with it. She explains they had lions when you come in, and they had the rose petal girls, the famous rose petal girls. If you ever saw the movie, you know what we're talking about. She says that she had the dude singing, she's your queen to be.
Wow. Yo, her wedding was a movie. Her wedding was a movie.
It was. It was, basically. And she said it was fun. It was the best wedding ever. Everyone that was there was like, this was the most amazing wedding that I've ever been to. I'm sure it was if you have lions on the scene and the man singing the song and the rose petal girls. No.
Yo, I wish I knew all the words. If I knew all the words, I would rock out right now.
Hey, I'm impressed that I didn't even practice hitting the note, and I hit it, you know, pretty well, if I may say so myself.
They were. Well, this was clearly a comical week in the news. Breaking news, like straight off the press. Yo, Nelly, who is still doing concerts because he's going to be in Florida out of Universal Studios, still doing that down
for Mardi Gras.
So big up to Nelly, still doing down baby. 2014. But hey, Nelly says Mayweather is not my friend, you know, but he tried to bang my ex. That's a headline. Mayweather not my friend. He might be trying to buy the Clippers, but he's not my friend, but he tried to bang my ex. Yo, Nelly says he and Floyd Mayweather were never friends, even though they used to hit the clubs together. But he says Floyd once tried to bang his ex-girl behind his back. And, you know, we don't play them kind of games. That's crazy right there, Floyd. People like Floyd, you know, think at the end of the day they can do whatever they want to do. Hey, but we broke the story because Mayweather feels betrayed, you know, by his ex-fiance who ultimately, you know, moved on to dating Nelly. So I know some of y'all thought we were talking about Ashanti.
No.
We're talking about Chantel Jackson. Y'all like, who the hell is Chantel Jackson? I don't know who she is, but she apparently moved on from Floyd and went on to Nelly. And or vice versa. You know, I don't want to confuse you all. Mayweather feels betrayed by his ex-girl, who ultimately went on to date Nelly. Nelly and Floyd have been spotted hanging out together in various clubs over the years. So, you know, at the end of the day, everybody thought they was cool with each other. In fact, one of the producers on a project once spotted two of them hanging out together at one of Floyd's post-fight parties in Vegas. So it sounds like they used to be cool, but because, you know, of the sneak attack, Nelly like, nah, we ain't cool. You know how we do. We'll disconnect and act like, you know, it wasn't all good when it really was all good. Y'all know how we do. Nelly says they were far from friends. Me and Floyd being such good friends is a total shock to him, is what he actually reported. You know, we've never exchanged phone numbers. You know, never been invited to a fight, never been to his house, never ate lunch. And we never hung out anywhere, you know, outside of a club. That was Nelly's perspective. So, you know, maybe looks are deceiving to people in public. When they see celebrities hanging, they think it's all good. But, you know, but bottom line, sounds like there's a little beef. Nelly says Floyd could be confusing his relationship with him with a relationship with his ex. So, again, it sounds like Nelly's just a little pissed off. That's what
yellow
it sounds
like.
Yeah, just a little pissed off. Hey, if you've just joined us, it is 9:21, and what are we doing? We're recapping the week in news and entertainment. It's the TM Hyman Network, TM Hot Chocolate. We're going to keep the jams flowing and come right back on the other side. Hey, Suge Knight, out of control, you know, talking about Diddy. Ooh. Hey, Suge Knight says Tupac's still alive. And we're going to talk to you about the game and T.I. in a standoff with the LAPD Wednesday night. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Salute, DJ B, Philly, the VA, Scratch Mechanics, Fresh Radio, the block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio Live. You know what it is.
Different.
Salute DJ B, Philly the VA, Scratch Mechanics, Fresh Radio the Block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live. You know what it is.
Front porch swing and the evening shade. Sipping on grape-flavored Kool-Aid while Marvin Gaye sings in the background. Let's get it on. Hopscotch, Jack's, red light, green light, Mother May I. Back in the days of soft ways and easy understanding. When I was a little girl, Mama taught me to serve the lawn. Daddy said, Nina Bell, don't be nobody's fool. Thought I was grown on $5 a week and staying up all night made me groan. When going all the way meant marry the man before the child. Never knew the pain of true love. My biggest fear, the redhead girl would never come to marry Charlie Brown. No. But a kiss and a red light raised my age, and a sip of wine to hit the good time. The basement prior made me laugh while the Jacksons said,
we get it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over,
yes,
you, my God.
The freedom of walking the street, sleep at night, doors open wide, but being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the streets. But Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love and free to serve the God above. Take me back to the days and ways we used to be.
We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, click off when they reminisce over you, my God. I got the bell bottoms, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donny Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, spice like piranha, summer, summer, time hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free cheese, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard of Pimp LD, right on your dick, got a gig, my neg, running numbers cold-blooded, just did a bid. My big screen TV was a floor model. On the corner, brown bag with the 40 bottle. Black fist pumping, re-riot for the end. Shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams, because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone, microphone checker, cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew, because when they reminisce over you, my God.
Of old school, taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light, how the after hours joint would bang when the club would shut down, sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak through the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Friday Night Cypher. It's 9:31. Hey, Chris Brown's still in jail, and he's flying, but not the way he's used to. He's flying on Con Air, not that G4. We'll talk about Chris Brown. Hey, Suge Knight still thinks that Tupac's alive. Hey, but first, got to talk about a major standoff in Los Angeles Wednesday morning. T.I., the Game, in the Los Angeles Police Department outside of the Supper Club, L.A. I don't know what happened, but apparently a couple of goons that are real close with T.I. and the Game couldn't get in the club. They couldn't get in the club. They start beefing with security. Next thing they know, some folks are getting pummeled bloody out in the streets, to the point to where T.I. and the Game come out thinking that their people are kind of getting harassed, and it's the other way around. Major standoff in L.A. with the police department on the scenes. I'm sure maybe if you Google it, start searching right now, you'll see pictures, maybe even some video. You know, again, T.I. the Game standing up in it. I mean, rifles, assault weapons pulled by the LAPD, and it's pretty interesting visuals. What's going on, man? What is going on? Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. We recap the week in news and entertainment on Friday nights, and we rock out, and we shall continue to rock out. Hey, but got to pause, you know. Suge, I thought Suge was just going to go away and you know, kind of just chill for the rest of his life. Yo, he's been up in so much news, and he's been quiet. So I'm surprised he's back in the news again. But Suge's not too happy with Diddy, you know.
Is he ever? Suge,
nah, he's never like Diddy. He's always called Diddy out a whole bunch of, you know, words that I'd rather not use. If I had Madam CeeLo Boston, I would just let her rip.
She would love that.
quote Suge, you know, in his point of view as it relates to Diddy. I remember one point, you know, Suge actually pointing his finger directly at Diddy, called him a B.A. Puffy, you know, you know, M.F. so-and-so, and they were on the Hollywood Walk of Fame when he pretty – you know, much was kind of, you know, telling them off. Anyway, Suge seems to think that Tupac is still alive. Tupac is not dead, is Suge's explanation to say Puffy and others know he had nothing to do with Tupac's death. You know, I don't know anything about that. But Suge is emphatic that Tupac is still alive. I mean, so emphatic, it makes me wonder, I mean, does he go out to the island and hang out with him on the weekend?
They're having drinks in Costa Rica on the beach.
He was so emphatic. I was just wondering, I mean, are they out on the yacht in the middle of the ocean? He take a helicopter out there?
Or is Suge Knight just really crazy as hell?
As kooky as we really think.
As a dodo bird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, big up to Suge, because we don't want no trouble. Hey, we would love to have you on, bro. We would love to have you on. And actually, we would love to have you on and Diddy and let y'all, you know, share a positive exchange right here live with us and our audience. Hey, we're up
for
the challenge.
I'm sure that would be quite interesting.
If anybody has contact information, want to help us to make that happen, Suge Knight, Diddy, right here live, TM Hyman Radio. I mean, I really would love to talk to him about the quote, Tupac still alive. I mean, hey, we heard the new Michael Jackson world premiered a song today, but we know he's dead.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking if Michael Jackson can world premiere and we know where he is, if Tupac's alive, give us some new music, Tupac, at least.
Get an exclusive?
Yeah, we just want to
work on it. If you're alive, I know you're working. You can't stay out of the studio.
If Michael can do it from under the earth, you could definitely
do it
above the earth. Give us a word for me. 8-9-1-7-8-9-3-9-2-6. 9-1-7-8-8-9-2-9-2-6. 3-9-2-6. Long week. How was your week, man? I know one day this week it wasn't all good. So did your week end all good or better at least?
Yeah, it did end better. It did end better, most definitely. Just a little, you know, frustrated with the 9-to-5, the whole corporate rigmarole. But, you know, and this too shall pass.
Absolutely.
CM Pop Radio always makes it better.
No doubt. Hey, well, let's rock on. Let's rock on and rock out. When we come back, we talk about Chris Brown, who's still on lockdown. Wow, who would have ever thunk it?
Yeah.
CM Hammer Radio Live.
Shout out to Diddy.
Don't be afraid to get old, man. You may learn some shit. You may know some shit. You may see some shit. Told me I was old. I had to tell her. You could go to any hood. Bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, I'm winning, homie. That we got a paper tag, and it's a 100. My bellman call me Sir Combs, a Richard Drummond. My Rolls Royce spray cologne, the fragrance money. It's Bad Boy Records, you know I run it. Ciroc, I'm a Red O'Cumming, them love it. I show up with my jewelry on, and never doubt it. You show up with your jewelry on, and leave without it. They know me, rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling, boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman, I be calling all the shots, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, boy, use the Lord,
hey,
Gary Coleman,
hey,
I be calling all the
shots.
Your chicken,
right.
More 80s than the 80s. I'm money missing. I'm money missing.
You can go to any hood, bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie.
My get the Birkin new, the whole of weapon. My get the Range Rovers, that's for affection.
You know what it is?
My get the realest new, she my reflection. I make my traffic dope, that's my profession. She swallowed the been looking pregnant. Time for C-section. They got your pockets where I'm from, and block they blessings. 50 millimeter drum, go get them stretches.
Rose gold, pinky ring, master rolling. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie, big homie. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie.
You know what it is?
3926 is the number to wait in. We got a few minutes left in the show. Here on the Friday Night Cypher, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General T.M. Hyman is by my side, and it is 9:46 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Again, we are running through the latest this week in news and entertainment, and unless you've been somewhere really far underground or up in space, the Donald Sterling jokes continue, and I am elated to report this next bit of news and entertainment, only because I knew in his mind this is what he was thinking. He just couldn't say it because, you know, he had already said too much and it had been, caught and, you know, he's in trouble because of it and, you know, he's fine and he could possibly have to sell his team. Okay, fine. So he breaks his silence to Du Jour magazine, according to Yahoo News, which reported that Donald Sterling said of his quote-unquote, again, air quotes, reported girlfriend V. Stiviano, who allegedly recorded his racial slurs and comments, he says that he wished he would have just paid her off, is what he said. And again, in my mind, I knew he was thinking that. Actually, there's a couple of other things that I'm sure he was thinking that are equally as probably racially inappropriate, but I won't share those either because those are just in my sick, twisted mind. But, yeah, Sterling told Du Jour media group founder, Jason Benn, that he's also been limiting himself to interviews with big names, Barbara Walters, and, of course, with the NBA. The audio tape of Sterling making racist comments broke on Saturday. Since then, he's been silent. Seemingly everyone else in the world has not, though, and this includes NBA Commissioner Adam Stern, who, as we reported on Tuesday, banned Sterling from the league for life and fined him $2.5 million and recommended fellow owners vote to make him sell his team. So, yeah, I pretty much knew that's what he was thinking. He just said it now.
Yeah. Hands down, the happiest person in this country this week, we know the saddest person clearly is Donald Sterling, but the happiest person in the country this week, I'm going to give you one guess. Who is it?
Let's see. Happy.
And I'll give you a clue and say, in light of the Donald Sterling news specifically, who am I? I am happy.
Pharrell? No.
Paula Deen, baby. Paula Deen.
Oh, yeah, because now the light's off her.
The last known public racist in this country was Paula Deen. She has to be the happiest person this week. She is toasting somewhere this Friday night. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on. We got a few minutes left in the show. We are recapping the week in news and entertainment. Do y'all realize that Chris Brown has been in jail for 7 weeks now?
Wow.
7 weeks, Breezy has been locked down behind bars. And again, he's flown. He's been to court twice. He went on the first flight on Con Air, when, again, he's only used to really probably the G4 in the air. Actually G4 Justin Bieber style in the air. But he has actually had to take public transportation. Can you imagine what a public airplane is like? A public airplane.
To him.
From Los Angeles, California to Washington, D.C., he's been back and forth in the air on a public airplane, which is called Con Air. Now, this is the clincher here. This is the clincher because Breezy's looking quite defeated. He was in court yesterday. And they were actually grilling him about the Rihanna case. And so if you really think about the history, Breezy has been in the news quite frequently going all the way back to 2009. And what has happened, he's been violated on they're trying to determine if he's violated his probation, being that this is the second time that he's gotten kicked out of the rehab place. So they're trying to determine if he's violated probation. What do you think? Let's take a pause. Let's pause. Let's count down to five.
What?
Let's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Has Breezy violated probation?
Yes.
I'm thinking, yeah. So this is the deal. Now, so this is what good lawyers and good resources will do for you. Good lawyers and a good and good resources will have people negotiating a deal, because this is not really about if he's violated probation. This is about, can they finagle a deal that's going to keep him out of prison for 4 years? He's facing up to 4 years if the judge actually decides. And again, this is the key word. I'm going to say two key words. Judge, which deals with the criminal justice system, and decides. If the judge decides that he violated, then he could face up to 4 years as a part of the sentence. But it's about if the judge decides. What influences that? The lawyers and the deal. So more to come. However, comma, he flew from L.A. to D.C. only for them not to be able to decide. And then the judge decided, but she did decide that he was going to stay in jail while he comes back to court on May the 9th. To decide,
and he's in general population.
If he has violated probation and he is in general population.
Yes, he is.
What I'm going to say, and you know, people might, you know, people criticize me anyway, so it's okay. I love you too. Pray for Breezy, because you want somebody to pray for you. This is real.
True.
This is serious. Yeah. And I know it's people who are like, okay, he going to get what he deserves. You know, you reap what you sow. I mean, I say be careful. I say be careful, because if our lives were put on the big screen, I'm sure, you know, you would want a little bit of compassion too, because,
absolutely,
you know, he's no different from who he's no different from us, and I'm not justifying anything. He's made some bad decisions, but how many of us have made bad decisions? It's just not put on showcase.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, does he deserve 4 years in prison? I don't know. You know, he's a known abuser. You know, clearly he doesn't follow the law. He thinks he's above the law. I don't disagree with none of that. But I'm just saying, you know, some of us have done worse things to that, but we just never got caught. You know, people just don't know. Stop playing. You inside the Friday Night Cypher. We're going to rock out. We'll be right back. See him on the radio live. Boom.
my life, I cried to him. Moms was out the picture and pops, I barely knew him. And I would pray to God, but I'm tired of lying to him. Tired of trying to run from the things inside of us. Got a lot of fam and a lot of admirers who tell me that I should aspire to be changed. But when I think of changing, it's like, why even try this shit? My mind hazy and my thoughts, they get distorted. I know my good and bad deeds won't get recorded. You do right so your soul can last. But my role was cast before I even auditioned for it. So I don't really see an end of my bite. It's just false reformation, no end of my strife. Feel the evil overpowering. You can go ahead, throw the towel in. Cause nigga, that's the end of the fight. When you can only see the tunnel at the end of the light. Lights out, party over, it's the end.
TM Harmon Radio, 9:57 p.m. We got a few minutes left in the show. Thank you for joining us. And if you missed any part of the show, you can go back and check it out on the podcast. Ready for the weekend?
No doubt. Hey, definitely ready for the weekend. Thanks for rocking with us. We back Monday, 9 p.m., same place. Again, same time. The dude who was heading up the NAACP, the president out in Los Angeles, stepped down. I believe either Wednesday or Thursday. Good for you. You know, stop. I mean, come on, stop the madness, people. I mean, come on. You know, all of us really, you know, can't be purchased. We, you know, all of us can't be purchased. Some of us clearly can be. But the NAACP, really, folks,
really?
Get it together. I'm glad you stepped down. That's embarrassing.
Me too.
And, you know, one person's unhealthy decision, you know, I mean, can taint a whole community. Stop playing. Let's get it together, NAACP, Los Angeles.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
You know, come on. It's not all about money. You know, let me tell you what Reckoning Day really is. Reckoning Day is an experienced, educated African-American male living in the United States of America. That equals Reckoning Day. Because, you know, you can make your own money and it's unlimited when you are educated, never stop learning. Come on, let's graduate from high school. Let's go on to post-secondary, you know, education institutions. Let's get it. Wake up. It's never too late. I ain't preaching. I'm just saying. Come on. Let's stop acting. We're being described in ways because we act certain ways. Let's stop acting certain ways so people can move on past all this ridiculousness, if that's really a word. We out of here. Talk to y'all on Monday.
There you go.
Hot chocolate.
We are
hey,
that crew.
Everybody. I mean, ridiculousness.
We are that crew, that team. That network. Real talk, real people, real time. TM Hyman Radio. He is the general. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, Dee Dee, Toya, Nokia. We love you. We'll see you next week. Money Monday. Good night.
TM Hyman Live. 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 TM Hyman Live.